Tonight's Club Mod is a rebroadcast of a show from earlier this year. Welcome to an hour of contemporary classical music. I'm Andrea Murray. Tonight we get a sneak preview of the upcoming release by a new chamber group called Owls, which includes the cellist and composer Paul Wianco. On our weekly classified segment, it's a classical cover of a song by the pioneering and outrageous funk singer and songwriter Bette Davis. We start the show with music from a series of releases called New Baroque. The pieces on this album were all composed by winners in a 2024 contest in which they were instructed to create new pieces that in some way reflected the typical structure of Baroque sonatas and explored the expressive possibilities of period instruments. The violinists on this release, Simon Standage and Ava Witzig, play on gut strings. We're going to hear a piece called The Apotheosis of Tati, L'Apotheose du Tati. That title refers to a couple of pieces written by François Couperin, The Apotheosis of Lully and The Apotheosis of Corelli. The title also references the 20th century French comic actor and director Jacques Tati. This is a piece by the American composer Jason David Snow. Thank you.
Apotheos de Tati, the apotheosis of Tati from a new release called New Baroque Sonatas, featuring winners of a 2024 contest in which composers were asked to write new works that called for Baroque instruments and in some way reflected typical Baroque sonata form. That one was by the American composer John David Snow. The musicians on that album were violinists Simon Standage and Eva Witzig, and harpsichordist Dominika Majinska. I'm Andrea Murray, you're listening to an hour of contemporary classical music on All Classical Radio. The release of that album this week reminded me of another example of a contemporary composer writing in Baroque style, or I guess Baroque-ish style. A few years ago, the ensemble American Baroque commissioned Mark Mellitz to write a set of miniatures. How miniature? Well, this first one is only 50 seconds long.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miniatures by the contemporary American composer Mark Mellits, commissioned and performed by the ensemble American Baroque. I'm Andrea Murray. You're listening to An Hour of Music by Living Composers on All Classical Radio. It's time for our weekly classified segment.
They say I'm different.
They Say I'm Different, the title cut from a 1974 album by Bette Davis. Not the actress, of course, although that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Davis, who was once the wife of Miles Davis, was unapologetically aggressive in her lyrics and her presentation. She had a unique vocal style, and she took no nonsense from anyone. Most of her work never got played on American radio, partly because the lyrics were generally pretty racy. In tonight's classified segment, we'll hear a version that sounds nothing at all like the original by the Public Quartet. On All Classical Radio, we just heard two pieces performed by the Public Quartet. That was the second movement from a set called Out of the Tunnel by Danielle Eva Schwab. And before that, on our weekly classified segment, the Public Quartet's version of They Say I'm Different, the title cut from the 1974 album by the fierce, funky, and fabulous Bette Davis. I'm Andrea Murray. Thanks for being here for our weekly hour of contemporary classical music. Next up, it's music by the American composer Missy Mazzoli. Another title cut, this from Y Music's Ecstatic Science from a few years back. About the piece, Mazzoli once wrote, "There's a lot of math at play. Chord progressions are drawn out, multiplied, condensed, and layered. Melodies are flipped upside down and fractured into the smallest possible element. The horizontal becomes vertical. The vertical stretches out systematically into a twisting melody, providing a scaffold," she says, "for ecstatic gestures that eventually consume everything else." The title cut from the ensemble Y Music's album, Ecstatic Science, a piece they commissioned from Missy Mazzoli. I'm Andrea Murray. This is All Classical Radio's weekly hour of contemporary music. Really contemporary music next, in the sense that this one comes from an album that hasn't officially been released yet by a brand new ensemble, a string quartet called Owls. One of their members is the cellist and composer Paul Wianko. There are a couple of his works on this record, including the one we'll hear called When the Night.
Thank you.
a piece from the forthcoming debut album by the quartet Owls, which features the composer of that piece, the cellist Paul Wianco. That one was called When the Night. I'm Andrea Murray. We've got time for one more short piece on tonight's Contemporary Music Hour, and it's by the Iranian-American composer and virtuoso santur player Ehsan Mahtouri. A traditional Persian instrument, the santur is a sort of hammered zither. We'll hear him performing with Sybarite 5 in a piece that's named after a famous town square in Persia. It's called Naqsh-e-Jahan. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site in Iran. We heard a piece called Naqsh-e-Jahan by the Iranian-American composer and santur player Ehsan Mahtouri. We just heard him performing with Sybarite 5. And that's it for this week's Contemporary Music Hour. You can hear tonight's show again, if you like, on the audio archive at allclassical.org. While you're there, you can also check out the calendar for a comprehensive listing of contemporary and traditional classical concerts in our region. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope you can join us for a new show next Saturday night at 9. You're listening to All Classical Radio, KQAC Portland, 89.9, KQOC Lenin Beach at 88.1, KQMI Manzanita at 88.9, KQHR, the Dalles and Hood River at 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville, 90.3, K239BP Corvallis, 95.7, and streaming at allclassical.org.